Welcome to Snack Queens, an auditory taste test where we sample snacks from grocery store classics
to global goodies
to culinary oddities. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Sarah.
Are you hungry?
Come snack with us.
Okay. We could eat some fried potatoes.
It's my favorite kind of night.
What do we have? You want to eat some chips?
Yeah. We tonight have a couple, I'll just say strange options.
I think so.
We got the newest line, the newest iteration of the chip-flavored chips. Which is the Lay's Kettle Cooked Fritos Chili Cheese Flavored Fritos brand chips.
Yes, which are available now. And so are the ones from last year. So if you didn't hear that episode, you could go back and listen to the Funyuns, Cheetos, and what's the last one?
Ranch Doritos.
Yes. So that could be good. That was from our second season. You could check that out.
Then we also have a couple of Target's Good and Gather brand, a kettle cooked black truffle hot sauce potato chip, and then a kettle cooked stuffing flavored and herb potato chips.
I'm looking forward to one of these.
It's probably the one that I'm about to comment on. I think the way they worded the name is weird.
Stuffing flavored and herb. Yeah.
Like not herb stuffing.
Or like stuffing. I mean, the herbs are in there because stuffing is seasoned.
But there's some extra herbs.
Yeah. I've had a stuffing chip prior to this. Have you?
Yes. I don't remember where or when, but I know I have.
I think I've perhaps had them more than once, but the one in my memory is that I got that like 4-pack of Thanksgiving themed chips and I made videos to send to you of me trying them.
I remember that.
And I feel like the stuffing, and I actually really liked the cranberry sauce ones that day. But, okay, I just realized that I have a tiny bit of sauce on me from my lunch.
Oh, what did you have?
I had like this little pizza that's supposed to be made in the oven, but I only have a microwave. And it's been at my work for 2 months because I took it to work and then realized. And so I figured it out. And now it's on my shirt. Okay. Sorry. Where should we start?
Do we want to get the Lay's ones out of the way?
Yeah, I think so. I don't like the texture of this bag. It's not special at all.
It's just normal potato chip.
Okay. They are, whoa. I did just smell them for the first time. Yowza. I've not had the regular one of this. I've had normal Fritos, but I've never had the chili cheese ones.
I actually liked the chili cheese Fritos when I was a kid. I have not had them in probably 20 years.
Okay. They're highly scented and a very bold color. Do you think it's comparable?
They are a bold color, but then I pulled it out and they look like a barbecue chip. No, the Fritos, if memory serves correctly, are very coated in powder.
Okay.
Like a Dorito.
I'm just gonna get my water open. Okay, I'm ready when you are, madame.
Okay, let's crunch.
I've got a foldy.
Me too.
I wouldn't mind if you shared your thoughts first.
I do think the flavor is accurate, which the last time we reviewed these chips was my criteria. I wanted it to taste like the chip it was claiming to taste like, and these did. And I didn't hate it.
Things that I'm responding positively are the chip. This is one of Lay's best kind of chips, in my opinion. So good base. And I think when I was t like tasting the cheesiness, I was liking that. There also, I'm like kind of into paprika lately. So I was liking that. But there is like, and maybe it's just in my head, a little bit of a beefiness that is making me uneasy. And that's just my own junk. I can't make it a lower score for making me uneasy. I said that like I didn't knock the whipped cream down last week because I thought it gave me a headache.
What are you rating them?
This to me is absolutely fine. This is a five.
I will agree with you. Five. It is perfectly fine.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay, I only have water as a palate cleanser tonight.
Ooh, I have Chick-fil-A Diet Lemonade.
Does it mean like a sugar-free version of it? Is that what makes it diet?
It's made with Splenda. It still has like a lot of carbs, but it's less sugar.
It sounds pretty good.
It's delicious.
Okay. Well, Fritos, you set out to do something and you did. I feel like last year we did give you suggestions of chips we'd like to taste as chips, and you didn't seem to take us up on that. So,
Feel free to try again.
yeah.
And don't release just one new one.
Yeah, three and then one is like, I feel like I've just been saying wild a lot, but it's wild. Why?
You texted me that you thought maybe they just weren't finished with this flavor in time, and so it just came out later. But if that's the case, then you need to hold them all.
I think so. 1 year of like redesign, reflavoring. I don't know.
Surprisingly, I've not gone back and repurchased the cheetah ones, even though I love those.
Those are very good, and I didn't get to taste them last year. And then you brought them to me when, oh, 1 year ago yesterday, because that's when we started our trip.
Yeah, it's been a rough couple of days.
All the
Those
memories.
memories.
Oh. But we'll party next month and it'll be exactly like we're at the park.
Yes.
Going
Yes.
around, booing to you up in this. Ooh.
And now with charcuterie.
Yeah, great. I'm really liking where our plans are going as far as I'm concerned. I'm just gonna let you pick.
I say let's go ahead and we'll save your stuffing flavored and herb for last
Don't you
and
forget
go
it.
with go with the one that assaulted my nostrils.
I'm worried to bring it to my face. I'm going to do that now. The following is my first reaction to it. Oh, gosh. Okay, well, these are also kettle cooked. That's kind of nice. We exclusively did kettle cooked. I'm gonna write that on my thing. Okay. Well, I've never been a big truffle fan, and I certainly don't like hot sauce. And I don't
I
like the
love.
way. Oh, sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
I don't like the way that these illustrated truffles look.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird, Target.
But what do you love?
I love truffles and I love hot sauce.
Okay,
But I
this could.
don't love the smell of these chips.
Maybe it'll be different. I've got another foldie.
I thought I was getting a foldie. Hold on, I'm trying again. Okay, I got a foldie.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. That's not for me.
Yeah, I knew immediately it wasn't.
But I'm not crying. And I really think that we could look at my life and when I might cry about a spice and when I wouldn't, would the line in the sand would be drawn when we ate those oyster chips. And I feel like nothing I've tasted since has made me cry. And that, like, I'm so lucky to be alive.
That reaction to the oyster chips was genuine. That was guttural.
Yeah, that was stinking rough. So to me, like my tongue is on fire right now. Was it spicy at all to you?
I mean, I tasted spice, but no, my tongue doesn't even register it at
Okay.
this point.
I think I can tell that this is a good chip.
Yeah, I really dig it. I also like it's an intense flavor.
Yeah.
There's a lot of truffle. The hot sauce is there too. It's also really salty, so you couldn't eat a ton of them in one sitting, but it would be a nice side to a little sandwich.
I'm looking. These are small batch seasonal favorites. A thickly sliced potato. Yeah, I think that that's really helping it. I probably will not eat a single one more of these, but I bet that Matthew will like them. Oh, but I guess we should rate the chips. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna give them a 7. They're pretty good.
Man, this is gonna seem like I have no credibility. I'm going to give them a 6 because I feel like if I liked spice, I'd be responding really well to them. And in comparison to the Fritos ones, even though they hurt me, I think I liked them better.
They were better than the Fritos ones, for sure. I'm proud of you. This
Thank
shows
you.
growth.
Yeah, I'm really trying, and most of that is from my deep guttural critiquing of Sabrina and knowing that I've got to get better.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, let me close the truffle so that that smell isn't hitting me. Sit that over to the side. Okay. Stuffing, flavored, and herb. Now, when you again look at these drawings, I think the celery and the garlic and the onion, cute enough. That to me looks like, I don't know, potato soup with croutons.
Yep. I was gonna say mashed potatoes with
Yes.
croutons on top.
Yes. Which I've never had, but I should. That sounds great. Okay, have you smelled these?
Yes.
That smells like stuffing.
Really does.
The flavorologists around here that are currently employed by Lay's and Target seem to be crushing it. Let's see if it holds up taste-wise.
You going for another foldie?
I do have another foldie, and I'm actually going to get a second one on deck just in case. Huh.
It is weird to be able to taste celery.
And I feel like I can taste the bread.
Yes, it tastes like stuffing.
That is nutso. Onion, garlic. Yeah, I mean I think they nailed it. I don't know that I want more of it though.
It's like the truffle ones. It's really good. It's a lot of flavor. You couldn't sit there and eat a ton.
Which could be good for portioning if you just need a little help.
You know what those would be good on? Would be on a sandwich.
Yeah. And you know what sandwich? The
The
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
The Thanksgiving sandwich at Earl. Oh my gosh.
Yum, yum, yum.
I can't remember. Do you have an Earl by you?
No.
Me neither. To drive to Delaware and stop at a rest stop.
Have to fly somewhere.
Oh, well, I didn't know I had it so good.
Never forget that I flew to Vegas 2 years ago, and the first day made Alex drive like 45 minutes to go to Earl.
It's so worth it. And it's so silly, but it really is just a delicious and nostalgic thing. And I go to New York City and I will eat it for lunch. And that's embarrassing, maybe, but that's what I'm gonna do.
Now that you mention Earl, specifically the croutons that supposedly are this bowl of stuffing could be the croutons that come with the tomato soup at Earl.
Yes, it's a big circle. They made these things for us. I'm struggling a little bit about what to. I guess this was my favorite of the night, so I'll go seven. If I were to choose any of them to have a little more, it'd be the stuffing and herb.
I also am going to go seven. It had really nice flavor. Also, you kind of sound like a robot right now.
Oh no. I mean, any different?
I think so.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good. Do you think we need to redo any of that?
No, if you sound like a robot, eh, who cares?
Oh yeah, good
Just
point.
add some spice to the episode.
Could you tell that I took out a bunch of times that I said,
I gotta be honest, I did not listen.
Oh, good. I mean, I speak that eloquently and I never use fillers. And that's just organic speech.
I used to spend a ton of time taking out all of our ums, and we've gotten a lot better.
Yeah, it was only when I was like rambling on for minutes about my thumbs up and downs. You can like tell me to settle and feel free.
It gets easier to listen to yourself unedited. Especially when you've done it enough and you can just be like, okay, I'm just gonna just delete the next 20 minutes because I know we did not come back.
I started to cut when we were talking about High School Musical because the first part seemed like pretty fleshed out. It seemed like a cute little conversation. And then I said something about She-Hulk. And then I was like, okay, I'll just skip over this part. And I thought that I had like seamlessly put it together. And then you were true to your word and you said, now going back to She-Hulk. And I put it all back in. I was like, gosh darn it.
Speaking of thumbs, you got any?
I would like to just put into the pod that since you suggested what we do in the shadows, I've finished it and I loved it and I'm very thankful And who did you say showed you the clip?
Anna.
Yeah, good. And I want to like send her a card.
Yeah, she is the real MVP of like the fall for me, I think.
I thought the finale was great. And then, oh my gosh, Sarah, did you look up when that finale aired?
I did not look it up because Hulu tells me like when
Oh yeah.
this, you know, this episode came out. So I know
I can't believe.
we have to wait a really long time.
And what am I gonna do in the meantime? I'm gonna work up the courage to watch the new season of Handmaid's Tale, I guess. It's such a chore.
You loved the last one so
I
much.
did once I finally did. And do you remember why I started to finally watch last season? They sent me
No.
that emergency preparedness kit.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like an influencer that had to watch it. But then I did like it. Elizabeth, your dinner tonight is 35% off. Well, I've already ordered food. Thanks, DoorDash. Bop, bop, bop. Yeah, so anyway, I'm just like doubling down on your thumbs up from last week. What about you?
Well, that's great because I also am doubling down. I racked my brain. I have nothing new to bring you. I finished What We Do in the Shadows. Agree completely. Honestly, loved everything they did in the fourth season with Colin Robinson.
Okay, I really was not on board. I was like, I don't like this snot-nosed kid one bit. I don't know what Sarah's talking about. And then the tides changed.
And then he started dancing, right?
He
Because
was
that's when I texted
a song and dance man. And he was talking about that how they used the helicopter in Miss Saigon, and I lost my mind. And then that last episode, the theme song changed and it was a song from Fiddler. And I was like tearing up at just, it's brilliant.
The season three, I guess I love that every finale they change the theme song or change the images of the theme song. So I loved in season three where they just scratched him out of all the
Had died.
And then throughout season four, it was just sometimes different iterations of him. It's so smart. So smart. Tyka, Jermaine, geniuses.
I know. And come hang out with us and give us little kisses, please.
Just little ones.
Well, yeah, because like married, newlyweds, blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah. I also would like to follow up on a High School Musical, the musical, the series. Had some feels about that finale. It was great. They ended the season great. And bye bye, Olivia.
See ya, Nini. I couldn't believe that she hadn't left a card for Ricky. And I was like, that's what they want the end of their story to be? And then it was perfect. The perfect goodbye to her where you don't hate her, but it is closed.
And it made me pause and reflect of how the show has grown because I mean it was her show season one, and we've grown to really love the other characters, and she's just not necessary anymore.
That's so true. And I have a Lost Bros shirt from the first season that has like little hearts on it and says Nikki and Nikki. That's a pet name for them. Ricky and Nini forever. And I actually have two versions of that because I got it in a mystery thing. And
Nice.
I don't want to wear that.
Well, just scratch her name out and put Gina question mark.
Yeah, I guess. Biggest thing I saw on the internet was why was Big Red in the trailer? Doesn't make any sense. What a couple. Yeah, but it was good. So if you haven't watched this season, check it out.
I feel like I had one more thing, but I don't remember what it was. Oh, just following D23 content all last week was so much fun.
I enjoyed myself, and when I missed something that was important, you like somehow cosmically knew and then would let me know, and I felt like I was really up to date.
I guess I've just really become the target audience for a lot of Disney influencers in the past year. So, I mean, Sarah Sterling was like running the show.
I didn't
She
see a
actually
single thing
posted.
with her. What
Yeah,
the
she
heck?
actually didn't post much at all, but I had a lot of things suggested to me because I follow her.
That makes sense.
Leslie's outfits were amazing.
Yeah, I liked that. Is
What
there.
about you? What you got?
Oh, I got nothing. I like maxed out last week.
Cool.
What I will tell you is that a new season of Fate, the Winx Saga came out today, and I was unaware that Peacock was trying to remake Vampire Academy. Both of these, I just texted you this today. Both of these are people with magic abilities out of school.
Your favorite genre.
I really do think that it is like the Magicians, Harry Potter, those two things, the Crave series, kind of in a way, Percy Jackson. It's like a camp, not a school, but I like when they're being guided and they're learning lessons.
You talking about Peacock, I would like to double down on another previously mentioned show. I did get Peacock and finish The Resort. And wow.
Did you like it?
I did. I felt the finale was so weird. I guess I wasn't expecting the ultra sci-fi twist.
No, neither was I. It
And I did
was.
not like the abscess tooth. Why did that happen?
Okay, I'm sitting there. They're wrapping things up. And I'm like, are we going to get back to this tooth? What did it do? Was it like where she had to get it pulled out and then they found something? I don't remember that being the case. I don't know.
Ooh, was it like when they passed out, did they see something like laying in the dirt? Maybe.
Yeah, pro okay.
But still, couldn't they have just tripped?
Yeah, that's how they did other things. But what I just, very. Very different and unexpected. Thanks for checking that out.
Appreciate original storytelling, so I did enjoy it.
She continues to blow me away, no matter what she's in and if it ends up like a little goofy or not. She's just consistent.
She really is, and it's, to use your favorite word, wild to think about how she came into the zeitgeist
Yeah. I
as a somewhat not loved character.
are you referencing her being the mother?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I would agree too. I feel like she just figured out a path from there, and a lot of people might have let that stop them. And that is very cool. Do you think that she is like 4'5"? She looks so small.
She's gotta be. She is so tiny. Because I don't think William Jackson Harper is a considerably tall gentleman.
Yeah, he looked great.
Now I'm looking it up because I need to know.
I was just gonna look it up, but I couldn't remember how. I can't. Wait, I got distracted by a headline.
5-2.
Okay, I shot under a little bit. Andy Samberg and Melissa Fumero reunite for a new show.
Oh,
Comedy
really?
Central, Dig Man, where archaeologists are handed celebrity status and considered the ultimate cream of the crop. Well, that sounds weird.
Celebheights.com says that William Jackson Harper's height is 5'8" and a quarter inches.
Okay, and that makes sense because Kristen is really small too. And he was opposite of her for so long.
Yeah, how did they come up with "and a quarter"?
They know. They have their ways.
They always do.
Would you give a thumbs up to celebrityheights.com?
I haven't actually, it's
Oh,
celebheights.com, but
those.
I haven't clicked into it. I was just, hey, yeah, lots of options here.
Oh,
Kristen Bell,
Steve.
5'1". Ted Danson, 6'2".
He does seem
Darcy
small.
Carden and Jamila Jamil are 5'10".
Ooh. Jamila always had heels on. And Titania must too.
Her voice surprised me
Is
this week.
Okay. I'm really glad that you said that because is that what is her real voice?
I thought it was British.
Oh man, I have no idea. Very much like Stephanie up from Brooklyn, since I was just talking about that. And then the first time that I saw her and she was being interviewed on Seth, and she has a kind of like squeaky high voice. And I was just like, wow. Look, nothing is real. Reality is subjective.
I mean, she is British,
Okay,
so
okay.
I would say her real voice is closer to what we know
Good, 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 good. Top.
or thought we knew.
Oh my, oh my, oh my. Well, my chickadee, thanks for taking time to snack with me tonight.
It was my pleasure. Enjoy Drag Race tonight.
Thank you. I believe they are going to reveal themselves. Oops.
Okay. We've talked for an hour. I bet it's a 36-minute episode.
Excellent. Exactly the plan. I hope that you drive safe
And
tomorrow.
thanks. I will update you on what I have for lunch.
Okay, thanks. You can sign us off now, sorry.
Okay. And on that note, snack you later.
Snack you later, Sarah.
Bye.
See ya.